You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy. This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. My dark night of the soul was a darker night for my toilet bowl. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. All right. Thank you to Call Waiting for Godot for that catchphrase submission. And welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week. And a week in the middle of October, probably the spookiest month of all. If I had to rank the months in terms of spookiness, October's up there, definitely. It's probably number one, I would say. I don't November, though. I don't know. Oh, and those ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future in December? All right, that's number one. That's terrifying. Then October is number two. We have a great episode for you today. By the way, my name is Scott Aukerman. We have some wonderful guests coming up a little later. We have an attorney. We also have a coach. Woo! I wonder if it's Coach. What was his name again? Actual Coach? What was it? What was that guy's name? He played, he was in one of those Pixar movies, Mr. Incredible, with my beloved Miss Incredible, Elastigirl. We also have a comedian of note and an author, and I'm looking at him right now, and why don't I just bring him onto the show? He's the person I'm looking at. That's primarily what he's known for. Nope, he's not behind you. I'm looking right at you. You're next. He is one of the original cast members of Saturday Night Live. No, that's not true. Not feels original. Like it, though, doesn't it?
It does. It feels like pre-original.
Before SNL was even a thing, you were there.
Well, Scott, the original cast members were, of course, John Belushi, Chevy Chase, Gilda Radner.
Radnor, like Josh Radnor's sister,
Kristen Wiig, you know, those people. But I was like following, I was maybe two or three casts after that.
Yeah.
This is back in the 1900s.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like 1902, 1903, prohibition, wasn't it?
It was. But can I back up for 1 second?
Yeah, please.
You said October was the scariest month.
Yeah.
As a child, but as you get older, you know, it's the most scariest month? April, April 15th.
Tell me about it.
Right.
And also Easter, when it lands. Because, like, that dude got killed, and then suddenly he's a ghost?
Well, apparently.
I mean, that's what they say.
Yeah, that's what they say.
It feels like an apocryphal story,
if you believe
it?
A book that was written
maybe 2,000 years
ago, and hundreds of years after this guy died.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like a weird tale. But, yeah, you're right. April is just terrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
And also May, when you haven't filed your taxes, and they come after you, and they sue you and arrest you.
Do you know what I heard during the pandemic?
What's that? A lot of sneezing? A lot of coughing?
Yeah, there was a lot of people that were had allergies, I guess, and a lot of people that didn't believe there was allergies. But the IRS didn't really come out of a lot of people, come after a lot of people during that time because they were, of course, protecting themselves and
right.
staying away from people. So
yeah,
that's
they
the
were
time
not
you, a good time you cheated on your taxes. That's a good idea.
Exactly. Yeah. Although, are they moving backwards now and going like, okay, we gave you a break?
You know what? I stopped
years.
Working for the IRS, so I don't really know their schedule.
By the way, there is no law that says you have to pay taxes.
That's right. It's not a government thing.
Yeah, it's not a government thing. It's we just agree to do it. No, stop paying taxes. That's what I'm here to tell everyone.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I thought that was the case where it wasn't a government institution, but then somebody said, well, actually it is.
Oh, it is? Okay, I've changed my mind.
Yeah.
Okay,
and then they
you have
said
to pay
no.
Taxes.
Then they said no, it's not.
They said
really.
No again?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm back to.
But ultimately, they settled and yes, it was.
Shit, I don't know what to think anymore.
I know, isn't that true?
He's one of the original cast members of Saturday Night Live back in 1902. He is, of course, an author now. His new book, I Exaggerate, comes out this week, October 25th. Anywhere books are sold or given away? Or
only books that are fantastic books. Or
fantastic
books.
Books.
Yeah.
Fine books.
Yeah.
Who published this?
This is published by Abrams Publishing.
Abrams. Yeah. Interesting.
And it was written by me, Kevin Nealon.
Kevin Nealon is here. Hi, Kevin.
All right. Take it easy, everybody. It's called
Hands Up.
It's called I Exaggerate.
Is that like iRobot?
No. It's I Exaggerate, My Brushes with Fame. So it's kind of a play on words there. I paint these famous people that are, most of them are a lot of my friends of mine, and then I write a little anecdote about them.
Interesting.
Chris Farley, David Carvey. Let's see, who else?
You're struggling to think of a third person, and you wrote the book.
Well, I'm not a mind reader. I can't read my own mind.
That's a good point.
I'm a painter.
What do you have, psychic powers, ESP? That
yeah.
doesn't exist.
Well, I got
yeah.
the book right here. I'll just
yeah,
flip through
just,
it. I got
yeah.
Christopher Walken, Cowbell, Steve Martin.
Oh, that's Steve Martin. That looks like Fauci.
Oh,
Steve Martin looks like Fauci. I'm just...
Buzz Aldrin? That look like Fauci too?
No, but you're friends with Buzz Aldrin.
Jim Carrey. Andy Kaufman. Met
You're friends with
people.
Him?
I was.
Were you really? Were you a contemporary of his?
Take it easy. Take it
All
easy.
All right, I'll calm down. Did you do clubs and stuff with
I
him?
I was, you know, when I first moved to LA, when I was a lad of 26 years old, I used to bartend at the Improvisation for a couple of years. And I used to hang out there. So I'd see all the comics come in from Robin Williams to Andy Kaufman, Steve Martin, you know, anybody who was coming in there. And I was in awe because I wanted to be a stand-up. And I was doing open mic nights. And Andy Kaufman would come in, and I used to love him. He was one of the guys that influenced me, him, Steve Martin, and Scott Aukerman. Those
wow.
three.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Did I influence you to do what, though?
You influenced me not to get into the business.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hmm. But, you know, you have to have a little bit of both.
Yeah, that was an influence, and you decided to overcome that influence.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I would see him come in and out, and I was intimidated by him. And one day, near the end of his life, he came in with just a mohawk haircut. It was a glue-on mohawk because he was going through cancer. Not so funny anymore, is it?
And I mean, I'm still laughing, but...
And a black leather jacket with a...
But I have a dark sense of humor, by the way.
Oh, don't we all?
Oh, man. Like, it's like Danny DeVito, who directed Throw Mama from the Train. That's how yeah. dark my sense of humor is.
So anyway, you know, maybe a year or two after I started working there, I saw him, and I knew he was into Transcendental Meditation.
TM, as they call
TM,
it.
TM, yeah, short. And so I ate him, asked him, short for that. If I asked him about that outside, and I knew he liked it and he talked about it, so I knew that was a way to kind of, you know,
connect with him
and break the ice. So he talked about it for like a half hour with me, never really letting me kind of interject anything. And I didn't even listen to him. I was outside on the street in front of the Improv, and I just looked at his face. And I could hear him like in the distance go, well, you know, and then the Transcendental Meditation and, you know, and I'm just looking at the moles on his face. I'm trying to connect them all and think, that's Andy Kaufman right there. I don't know what he's talking about, but I really feel relaxed right now.
This is how I feel right now, listening to you.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Hey, wow. Last time I was here, you were playing with a magic marker too.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that funny how you remember things like that?
Yeah.
Is that the same one?
I believe it's the same one. And last time you were on the show, by the way, you were our second guest on the, you were on our second episode, but last time you were on the show, you yawned during the entire show.
What does that mean though? What does the insecure person think that means?
It said to me that you were not enjoying it, but in retrospect, you were probably just, it was
well,
very
let
early.
Me tell you what it means in retrospect. I was not yawning. I was trying to get a word in edgewise. So every time I opened my mouth, I was like, hey, and you would just cut me off. So let's take a break. We'll be back after this.
We'll be right back. So Andy Kaufman, did you then start to do transcendental meditation? Or
I did. Not right then. I started doing it about 10 years ago.
And how is that?
It's great.
Are you still doing it?
I'm in it right now.
Have you
now.
Been continuously
I'm
doing it
continuously
for 10 years?
Continuously doing it right wow. now. I do it like twice. I don't do it every day. You're supposed to do it twice a day.
Twice a day. And how long are you supposed to do it?
20 minutes a session. And I don't do that every day. I did it one day, maybe 10 years ago. No, I try to do it as much as I can. Like just like when I can't sleep at night, I do it. Like last night I did it.
Oh, really?
And it put me right out.
So I don't have trouble getting to sleep. So
it's waking up?
It's yeah. I have trouble waking You're up so every lucky. Single day.
You're so lucky. Are you awake now?
I'm not sure, but my wife has to shake me and say, wake up, wake up.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, so she has lucky. To get the defibrillator out. And
you fall asleep easily?
Yeah, I fall asleep very easily.
Is it because of the alcohol or?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Of course. It's just waking up in the middle of the night. That's my issue.
And how often do you go to the bathroom?
A day or in the middle of the night? A year. Probably five.
Five times? Wow, you're like a camel. Do you sleep standing up?
Does a camel store it all in the humps? Is that what makes those big humps?
No. They have those little ecological green like canisters they keep it in around their neck.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. Do you five times a night, you think?
Five times a night? No. I wake up probably after 6 hours of sleep every single night, no matter what time it is, be it 4 a.m, 5 a.m. And then I'm up for about an hour playing. Oh, my God, you're yawning again.
No, I'm just trying to get a word in.
Get your word in, please.
You sleep like a 5-year-old.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Is that a compliment? I can't
it
quite
is.
Tell.
I mean, you're not from in diapers still, right? You're not in diapers.
No, not yet.
See, I don't get a ball because I wear diapers at night. Take a break. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. You just joined us. I'm talking with Scott Aukerman.
Kevin, you, this book, I Exaggerate,
No, it is a book.
It's a book. Right? Yeah, it has pages. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes. Your book, is it just people you've met or have you drawn people that you'd like to meet and you'd tell anecdotes about them or?
That's a good question.
Is it?
It's both. It's both. It's people that I've known and I know and people that I've met briefly or people that I've heard about or I'm a fan about, like Freddie Mercury. I've always been a Queen fan.
But you've never met him.
I've never met him.
You got to meet him.
No. But I do have a replica of his teeth.
You do?
Yeah.
Why did he make a replica? Is that like?
I made the replica. He was on my show and he was yawning and I stuck some clay in there and I got a quick little imprint.
Because, you know, who was that woman, the plaster caster woman who made replica, the plastered penises of all the rock stars?
Oh, I don't know about that.
I think I would be more tempted to do Freddie Mercury's teeth than his actual, you know, his
That's
Johnson.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I believe Kiss wrote the song Plaster Caster about her.
I didn't know that.
She did Jimi Hendrix. She did everyone. I mean, after you do Jimi Hendrix, there's no point in anyone else doing it, you know?
That's true. I mean, there's some people in this book, Scott, that you wouldn't think that I'd met, but I did. I used to go to a lot of Carrie Fisher parties.
Oh, really?
She's in it too. Yeah.
So these are the parties back in the 80s or the 70s?
Yeah, in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
You know?
She was a notorious partier. She wrote...
Actually in the 2000s too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She wasn't so much a partier, but she had
She was
parties.
Back in the day.
She had a lot of parties at her home on Coldwater Canyon, and it was, I mean, the people that you saw there, everyone from Harrison Ford to authors.
You're just naming Star Wars people right now.
Yeah,
Chewbacca
yeah.
to R2-D2.
Chewbacca was there.
C-3PO.
C-3PO.
Watto.
Mickey Mouse. Oh, no, he wasn't in there. But yeah, it was crazy. So I got up off the couch once at one of her parties, and I turn, and there's Elizabeth Taylor.
Whoa. Old Violet Eyes herself.
Yeah. And I just immediately said to her, I said, hi, Liz, how are you? Like I was, you know, like her right. longtime friend. She goes, oh, I'm all right. I'm having back problems now. You never want to ask somebody over 70 how they're doing, you know? And so she went on about her back. And I said, you know, Liz, I used to get back problems too. And I said, do you try ice? And she goes, oh, honey, I don't do ice. I do frozen peas. Mm-hmm. I said, just one or the, you know, she said, no, the whole bag. And because they conform to your body, whatever bone it's on, and you just put it right on there. And I thought, that's a good idea. So I went home, I got a bag of peas because I am always like hurting something because I'm quite an athlete.
Did you not have peas before that?
No, it was just ice cubes.
Yeah. But I mean, you didn't even keep peas in the house? Are you not a pea guy?
Well, in our culture, we don't eat peas.
Right.
Yeah. So
now I'm yawning.
I'm sleeping. They said this would wake me up, this show, but I don't know.
I'm not quite sure at this point.
So anyway, yeah,
we are taping this. To be fair, we're taping this at 4 a.m. because I woke up and I called everyone together.
I keep my house peas.
Good.
And I always had a bag of peas in there, and I use it all the time. I've been in a block of ice or peas for the last 25 years.
Yeah, what's going on with you? You're a basketball player. I'm an athlete. Yeah, you are, of course, an athlete. Yeah. That's how you started.
Yeah, still professionally, too.
Yeah, exactly. You did SNL. The good part was it was SNL was technically the off-season in between basketball, right?
That was actually, you're right. Yeah. You're right about that. That was just a side thing for me to do.
Yeah.
Because I was actually playing a lot of sports. But so, yeah, I've had these peas. I had one same bag of peas for a long time that I kept in my freezer. I maybe for like 5 years. And I called it my Elizabeth, the Wilson for Hanks.
Right.
In Castaway. And one time my mother-in-law came over. She made us all dinner. And I came in there and I see peas in the bowl.
I said,
where do you get these peas from? She goes, oh, they're in the freezer. I mean, you can't even read that they're peas anymore because the label's been worn off and there's Ben Gay, all on it. I thought the peas taste a little minty, She goes, yeah, it was from the freezer. I said, no, not my Elizabeth.
Not my back peas.
Yeah. So I had to get, I switched to corn for a while.
Oh, really?
But that was.
It's a little too pointy.
It was just like an affair. That's all it was.
Yeah, exactly. So you have your peas.
My peas back. Took me back.
Yeah. Now they have these ice packs, though, that can conform to your body, and they're more like ice gels.
I use those now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No more peas?
I've had a lot of joints replaced. No kidding.
Really?
Yeah. I had this knee replaced about 4 weeks ago.
4 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. Looks good. It looks a little bulky, actually.
Well, that's the case I put around it.
Oh, I see.
So
it comes in the case?
Yeah, it's an old guitar case.
Is it mint condition?
It's got mint, some peas in there, yeah.
Yeah, good.
All kind of callbacks. It's SNL original cast is in there. Yeah, we got the ump and the referee and the gardener.
What other, I mean, you're stroking your knee right now. What else have you had replaced?
You tell me. Okay, true or false? True or false?
Okay.
I had my tibula replaced in 2010.
Can I take a look at it?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, just because you know the word tibula, true.
Well, first of all, the tibula is in the arm, not in the leg.
Ah, shit. You already threw me.
And I only knew that when I started thinking about it.
Okay, damn it.
But that is true.
Oh, it is true.
No, it's not true. No, I had 6 years ago. By the way, I went to my, I'll get back to this in a couple hours. But I went to get a physical. Because I had my knee replaced. Mm-hmm. Why don't you get a physical before that? And because if they figure you're not going to live, why do it?
Right.
So you sit in the doctor. Have you ever had a physical?
Yeah. You usually try to get them once a year. Yeah.
You try to. Yeah.
Yes.
And so you sit in their office, mm-hmm. and he looks at his computer screen. He's going over your history, and he's looking at mine, and he's scrolling down the computer screen. He says, okay, you had a hernia on your 7, appendicitis. You had a tumor in your neck removed, your 21, benign tumor. You had an ablation of your heart. You had torn bicep muscles repaired. You had a hip replaced. I said, okay, all right, I think that's enough. I think I'm so depressed hearing it all. Then he goes on to the medications. Okay, you're taking metoprolol, you're taking Synthroid. It's like an hour of going. It was like a grocery list for a family of 10.
How many pills do you take a day?
10.
10. 10 yeah. a day.
That's just 10 prescription pills. Then I take like...
The vitamins.
Vitamins. And then I have 5 placebos I take.
Good.
Which I would not get rid of them at all.
Yeah, of course you can.
Yeah. I have some diseases that don't exist that are killing me.
Are you good like I am of like... I've reached a certain age where now I'm an expert at pouring out exactly 7 pills from a bottle in order to put into the pill.
Yeah, you kind of estimate.
Yeah.
And then you go down. How many pill boxes do you fill up at once?
I just do one at a time.
You want to keep them fresh?
Yeah, always.
I
mean, yeah.
I do the whole year.
Really? Yeah. And do you label them?
52 pill boxes. No, I don't, but I have so many. I have to get a bigger pill box because the one I have now is not big enough. I have to sit on it like a suitcase to close it.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to cut down, though. I'm getting rid of some. If somebody prescribes like a new medication for me, I have to get rid of something that's in the pill box.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like take a penny, leave a penny.
Yeah. I'll switch out a, a diaphoreum. Mm-hmm. I'm making it up. A diaphoreum for a synthesis. Mm-hmm. Just, you know.
What are these synthroids?
Synthroids.
You mentioned before. What thyroid. Is that for?
It's for the thyroid.
For the thyroid. And it synthesizes thyroid activity is what I'm guessing.
You know what? I'm not really a doctor.
Oh, you're not.
I'm an honorary doctor.
You are wearing a doctor's outfit right now, which I thought was very weird. You have the big, it's like a radar dish on your head.
Yeah, that's the pandemic stuff still.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You also have a t-shirt that says FBI, Federal Booty Inspector.
Yes, that is actually correct. But anyway, let's go back to the three choices.
Yeah.
True or false.
Okay.
Okay, so you know I have the knee.
I know you have the knee. You have two others or you have three
Just
others?
One of the knee.
Okay.
And then I have two other joints that I had replaced.
Okay.
Okay. Ankle. True or false?
I'm going through that myself right now. I'm going to take a look at that. And you're featuring that foot, which leads me to believe it's the other one.
So you're saying it's true, ankle? All right, I'm moving on. False. Okay.
You got to give me a little more time than this. I was going to say false, though.
All right. Joints replaced. Eyeball socket.
Eyeball socket? God, this one seems like it's true, but
false.
A whole
sock. It's
false. Okay.
Okay. Left hip.
That one's true.
Right hip.
Right hip. Yeah, right. Damn hip. It.
Yeah.
Well, wait. I thought you meant left to me. My left hip.
No, like it's if always I'm stage, at stage left.
Oh, I'm an actor. Stage. Oh, that's right. So it's upstage hip.
Yeah, upstage
okay.
hip.
Got it.
Right shoulder.
False.
True.
True. Right, I'm bad at this game.
So tell me the ones that
shoulder.
I've had replaced.
Okay, so you have the right shoulder, you have the right hip, and you have the right knee.
Yeah.
So all on that side. What's going on that side?
I'm right-handed. Now, I used to play football in college, seriously. And I was a kicker
and, you would,
and the quarterback and the punter. So everything was happening
in one
on
the
right side. Every game.
So you would throw it.
Yeah.
And then you would kick the ball after you threw it?
Well, when we got when we made a touchdown, we got on the other end, and I punt the ball.
Sure.
Or I'd kick it. Mm-hmm. And what happened was I always wanted to play football and I never played in high school because we moved a lot. And, but we played a lot of sandlot football in my neighborhood. I was good. Mm. No refs. Because we played these gangs from across town on the football field when the high schools weren't using it.
That's
it
where you want to do it on the football field, brutal. not in the streets.
No.
With
so,
guns.
So my friend, Bill Brackett, who was a fireman after that. He says, Kev, we can go to Fairfield University. And we could take one night course, 3 credits, say in criminology, and that'll qualify us to play in their club football team.
Why did he bring up criminology?
Because most people say, "What credit? What course did you take?"
Like English or something. That would be the.
Why I went to college already. I had all that stuff.
Right. So you wanted to take criminology.
I wanted to play football.
Right.
I didn't care what I took.
You wanted to be a football playing criminologist.
Yeah. I wanted to find out if there's any criminals on the team.
And were there?
Yeah, they're all criminals. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I did that for a year. The starting quarterback got hurt, so I got to play. I only went to 3 criminology classes.
And, what did you learn in those 3? Anything that you still use today?
It's not important to go to criminology classes.
That's I see. Wow.
Yeah. Anyway.
Fingerprinting?
No, they don't do fingerprinting anymore. Did you know that?
Really?
They don't
It seems like I do it anytime I have to sign a document or whatever.
Maybe I'm thinking about something else.
Okay.
Taxes. I'm thinking about taxes.
Oh, right.
We're like stoners, man. We're just sitting here.
We're
like
just sitting.
No,
sure.
There's no like through line for anything.
Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang.
My book is coming out tomorrow, actually.
Oh, that's
October 25th. Wait,
it's
called I Exaggerate My Brushes with Fame.
I know, but did you ever finish your football stuff? Because you were talking about your right side and why you
Well, it's funny you should say that because that's in the book.
It is in the book.
No, it's not.
Oh,
it's not
okay.
In the book.
This is the book. See, I don't mean to criticize your book that's out, but this is the book. You know,
life
talking
is,
about
life.
your right-hand side.
Life is the book.
Life is the book. And it never ends until one day, suddenly in the middle of a chapter, done.
Yeah. All right, getting back to the football. I played the full season, got MVP.
Most valuable
person?
Person.
Excuse me.
What's going on with your three? Yeah. Dude, we have a spittoon over here. If you just want to. The CBB spittoon.
So anyway, my goal, so the next year I came back, I would keep going back there if they never said anything. And I guess some jealous football players, some of the team that weren't playing that much said, hey man, you know, this isn't fair. So they changed the 12 credits. You got to take 12 credits.
Oh.
So I signed up for, four criminology classes that night.
Simultaneously?
Simultaneously.
Can you say, a lot of people don't know you can do that.
Yeah,
you just can. To get 12 credits, you can sign up for the same class four times.
Yeah.
And just take them all at the same time. Yeah. It's crazy.
So here's my plan, Scott. Sorry.
Yep. Ring.
I said, I thought I'm going to go to LA because I want to do stand-up comedy.
Right.
But also I want to kick. I want to try out for kicker for the LA Express as part of the USFL at the time.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So that was my goal. So if I became a comic, that would be my hook. Here he is. He's a comedian, but he's also the kicker for the Los Angeles Rams or LA Express.
And it sounds so horrible, but
I went out and I bought like 8 USFL footballs. It was a different league at the time. There's two different leagues. And they were a little bit lighter footballs. And
Bigger or smaller?
They were about the same size.
Okay.
And I go to Fairfax High and I would practice kicking like for an hour a day. And I thought, this is going to be great, man. But my stand-up took off quicker than
right.
the tryouts. So I said, let's
That's so it. Strange that stand-up would take off quicker than just going and getting a tryout for a USFL team.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you were such a good stand-up that it just, you skyrocketed to
fame. Well, I would go to Fairfax High every day with my stand-up and just work it out on the field.
On the field right there.
Yeah.
Were the Red Hot Chili Peppers famously formed there? Were they there at the time?
They were, but another true or false. I was on an airplane once with Anthony...
Kiedis?
Kiedis, yeah.
I'm going to say false.
True.
What?
No. He was flying the plane.
Whoa, incredible.
No, it's false.
That's false. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, Kevin, this book is filled with stories like this, which may be true, may not be true.
Oh, you keep going back to the book. All right.
Do you attest that everything in this book is true? Will you sign a legal document?
I haven't read it yet, but I would expect it to be true. Yeah, it is all true. Everything is true.
Do you have a ghostwriter at all?
No. Nope. But I do. You know, I should also do people on airplanes.
Oh.
Like when I fly a lot.
Who do we have here? Is that Bill Clinton?
No, nope. It's a guy with his dog.
Oh.
But these are all people, you know. Hang on, let me take a look. Maybe it is Bill Clinton.
Maybe he had his dog on the flight that day.
You know what, that is Bill Clinton. I didn't know he was on my flight. But I have, like I said, Buzz Aldrin. Have you ever met Buzz Aldrin?
Where would I have met Buzz Aldrin?
Well, I met him on a beach in Mexico, so you could have met him anywhere.
Okay, that's true. Maybe I'll start hanging out at beaches.
And I recognize him.
Mm-hmm. This is was he wearing the spacesuit?
He was, actually, and he was on the moon.
And you waved to him.
I
said, come down here. Yeah.
And they have Mexican beaches on the moon.
I did not know that. I didn't know there was a Mexican territory there.
So I recognize him, and I go over to him. I say, Buzz? He goes, yeah. I go, oh, my God. I'm like not a fan, but
you can't really be a fan of
no,
an astronaut.
You can't. I follow all your moon landings, you know. But anyway, I said, I know who you are. And I said, were you ever like scared that you wouldn't get off the moon?
And you'd be stuck there.
Yeah. And he looked at me, he goes, what are you, a wise guy? I thought, why am I a wise guy? I didn't say that, but I'm thinking, what? You know, why am I a wise guy? I said, I'm just curious. I said, no, I'm just curious because I, you know, if I were on the moon, and there's only one way to get off, I'd be a little nervous. He goes, why wouldn't the thing work? I said, well, sometimes I get into my car, it doesn't work. And then he realized that I was serious. And he goes, well, you know, we did get into the lunar module and we saw a little fuse was sticking out. And so we just called Houston. They said, push it back in. I said, okay, good talking to you, Buzz.
And you walked away shaking your head. What a weirdo. Well, I mean, yeah, I would think that. Okay, say the what did he ride there in? Like a spaceship or whatever.
There's a lunar module.
Lunar module. Say that doesn't work. What does he like call home and go like, can you send another one?
That's the thing.
Does he have enough rations?
No.
No, he dies there, right?
They don't die there. They have the Courtyard Marriotts are everywhere.
Oh, okay.
So they would stay in a Courtyard Marriott and did anybody ever tell you, are you ever serious? Because I get that a lot.
Yeah. I think we were in a race to say it to each other.
Or sometimes
first.
This happened to you, you'll be telling somebody something serious and they're looking for the punchline.
Right, yeah.
It's like I don't know when you're telling a joke or you.
And this is what happened with Buzz because he probably being an original SNL fan, a fan of the original
Not
cast.
Not a fan, he was one of the cast members.
He was a lot of he did Update, didn't he?
He did Update and also he did the Rosanna Bandana. Character, a lot of makeup. Let's just try to have one real serious conversation.
Let's have a real serious conversation. Here
the
we
book
go.
Comes out October 25th. Let me just show you another picture here.
Are you worried about it coming out so close to Halloween?
There's Freddie Mercury.
There he is.
No, in fact, I'm glad you said that. Candies are not healthy. Think about candies not healthy for kids. Give out my book.
Yeah.
And people will remember that Halloween forever. And guess what? You know what else is coming up after that? Hanukkah, Christmas.
Right.
All those other holidays. What a great gift. Look at it. It's not a big coffee table book either. It's, I'm not a good judge.
You don't have to have a huge table in order to display this book.
You don't have to have a coffee table.
Yeah, you don't even have to like coffee.
You don't have to have any tables. You can put this on the floor.
You can put it on the floor. You can stomp all over it.
Can we try again to have a serious conversation?
Okay, here we go. I am looking forward to reading this book. You don't have a copy for me, so I don't know how I'll ever get there, but...
Tell me who that is.
That's Matt LeBlanc, is it not?
Yes, it is. I worked with him for 4 years on a show called Man with a Plan.
What is that?
What is it?
Yeah.
It's a television show. They have them on those
You're lying,
TVs,
right? This like is a lie. Behind you. This is a lie right now.
Okay, let's start off. I'm going to start the conversation.
Okay.
Because you seem to always take it in a direction that there's Carrie Fisher.
There she is, yeah. With those signature glasses of hers. Ah!
That's the book closing on Scott's penis right there.
My penis.
I don't know why he's shaking his hand.
Because that's what I like to touch my penis with.
All right, here we go. You ready? Let's try it right now.
Here we go. Serious.
How are you, Scott?
I'm doing well.
Are you happy?
Yeah, generally. Yeah. Thank you so much. Are you happy? I've known you a long time.
Thank you for caring about me.
Okay, we can't do it. Feels false. We had a semi-serious conversation before. I mean, it lasted maybe three sentences. I asked about your wife, who I know.
Yeah.
And you said she was good. And we said, okay.
Well, let me follow up with this one.
Okay.
Do you know CPR?
I do.
You do, really?
Yes, I do. Do you need some?
How much do you have?
I have maybe 30 counts plus a couple of breaths.
The first time I did your show was your second show.
Wasn't
I dressed up like a postman or something? You had me dressed up like a postman?
Oh, no, that was the television show. I meant the podcast. You were on the second episode of the podcast.
I have no recollection of that.
You were dressed as a postman on the Comedy Bang Bang television show. You were delivering mail in a sketch for us, and you were kind enough to do that. And that was a big thrill for us that
Thank
day.
You.
We walked around saying, Kevin's coming.
Did you date a lot in high school?
No.
Because you didn't go to high school?
Yeah, no. I dated a lot in the high school years, of course. I was just like railing chicks from 14 to 18, but I just was not in high school.
Come on, let's try to be serious.
Come on. Why do you ask if I dated a lot in high school?
Because I didn't. I did not.
You did not. You were an athlete.
Not in high school.
Not in high school. What were you doing in high school?
I was an athlete.
What were you doing in high school then?
I was just going to school and scared.
Really?
Yeah, because I was
scared of what?
I was a late bloomer. I was 5'8 when I graduated from high school.
You were? Because you're so tall now.
I'm 6'4 now.
Yeah.
And I weighed about 180, so I had some baby fat on me, and I was very shy, no facial hair or body hair. And, you know.
Even on the, above the.
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Not even under the toenails.
Wow.
And I'd go in the locker room, and I was like a baby seal. And I'd see all these guys are like men, you know? Their voices have changed.
Yeah.
And
they have full beards.
Full beards.
They're wearing business suits. They have briefcases.
They have kids.
They're going to the office.
They got kids in the locker room with them. So anyway, I was a little intimidated by that. And these girls are always going out with those guys that are older too, you know, high school girls. They had the souped up cars.
That's the thing. High school girls go out with college guys. So that's why when you're in high school, you have to go out with junior high school girls.
No, take it easy now. Take it easy. So what are your thoughts about death?
Well, I don't think I'm going to do it. I've decided. I'm going to give it a pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
You know, the older I get, the less afraid I am of it.
Yeah.
And the older I get, the less... I think I'll even know that I died.
Yeah. That's the thing. I don't want anyone to tell me if I've died.
Nobody will.
No, yeah. You know, I just want it to happen. Are you afraid you're going to miss stuff? That's the thing that I worry about. Like, I want to be there for this. I want to be there for this.
No,
I'm mainly talking
why.
About Marvel movies that have been announced.
I'll tell you why I'm not. No FOMO for death. Because when I was born, all this stuff happened before me.
Yeah.
I didn't miss out on that.
You've heard about it at this point, yeah.
Yeah. Scott, I got to take another break here. And when we come back, let's talk more about death and let's talk about life.
Yeah, and everything in between.
Living in the moment.
That's true.
What do you do for fun?
For fun? Wow. I usually like to, I see friends. I'm not like one
do
of these.
Do you read a lot?
I do read. Yeah, a lot. Yeah.
What are you reading right now?
It's a great book. It's a really good bargain.
You're thinking of a title, right?
It has a lot of books inside it. But it's the Bible, Kevin.
Is that true?
That's true. Yeah.
What page are you on?
Two.
Two.
He just created the world.
Oh, I won't tell you what happens after.
Okay. Look, we do have to take a break, Kevin, if that's all right. Can you stick around, though, for the entire show? We have some incredible guests coming up.
Oh,
I need your wisdom, your wit. Why are you looking at your wrist right now? There's
because
not even
I think
a watch
I might have to
it.
Have it replaced.
Oh, okay. That's your left one.
Yeah.
When we come back, we are going to talk to a coach? Who played coach?
Coach is Craig Nelson.
Craig T. Nelson. That's right. Yeah.
You know what the T stands for?
What?
Tyrannosaurus. True or false?
Tyrannosaurus Nelson. I think that's true. But we'll see if it's Craig T. Nelson who's going to be here. We also have an attorney. We'll be right back with more Kevin Nealon, more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is AuraFrames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month, why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to barkbox.com/bangbang. That's barkbox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them. And they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this was actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. We have Kevin Nealon. His book, I Exaggerate, is in stores this week, October 25th. And this, it has pictures, it has
words. It's a collection of my caricature work.
And anytime I see you, you're drawing. Anytime you've been on this show, other than today, you've drawn on the table. There, yeah. A lot of these tables that are in the Earwolf Studios have your drawings on them.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You draw a lot.
I do like to draw. I've been drawing since I was a kid.
Yeah, you have so many talents. Basketball, football, you're a kicker, you're a punter, you're a quarterback, stand-up comedy, acting.
Get your knee replaced, you have your shoulder.
Right.
Okay, enough. For
patient.
Patient.
And you also draw.
I do. I draw and I do digital artwork and I just love it. And finally, you know, I was starting to do it more and more. I started taking these classes from this guy in England, Paul Moyse, over Skype.
Really?
And he was kind of showing me like the latest stuff on how to do with digital artwork and caricatures. And it was £500 for, euros for 10 lessons.
And, what's the latest in caricature work? What new advances are they making in caricatures?
Oh my
God. Instead of playing soccer, now you're like dabbing?
Well, if you look at some of the older caricature work, mm-hmm. I've never thought about this until you brought it up, but it has changed quite a bit, the way people exaggerate features. I'm at that point now where I can't walk around in the street and look at people and see them normally. I have to think, okay, that has a
big nose. Exaggerate that nose. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like being in a funhouse, you know?
Right, yeah.
But, you know, it has, if you look at some of the older caricature work.
Is that Prince?
Well, let me show you that. Yeah, there's Prince.
Okay. So that looks the most like Prince out of all the Princes that you've done. Because you have
This is the evolution.
Yeah, you have six tries at Prince in the book.
And that's what I do also on my internet site, at Kevin Nealon Artwork. I will do the finished picture, and then the next one over is the evolution.
Okay.
How I got there.
Yeah.
So that's what I like to do. I like to do that.
But there are some...
Oh, I was going to tell you about the
Prince. You were going to tell me a story,
yeah. If I could for 1 second. I went to the SNL 40th reunion.
I remember that.
And it was at the Plaza Hotel, the rap party. And Prince comes by and I see him and he sees me and we both smile at each other. And this is exactly how he looked when he smiled at me. You know, I thought I couldn't, you know, he just seemed like a different person. He wasn't that sultry.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I was more of a sultry guy that night. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And
you swapped personalities that night.
We talked for a little bit. And then I introduced my wife, who's a huge Prince fan. And then he left and she goes, oh my God, I can't believe Prince shook our hands. He never touches anybody's hands. I said, well, welcome to my world, baby. Welcome to my world.
Did he play that party?
Yeah.
He played some songs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Him and Taylor Swift, is that correct? Was she playing that?
No, I actually didn't stay for that.
What is going on?
I'm not such a huge fan. No, I didn't stay. I didn't know he was going to play, so I was tired. I went home and went to bed. It was like 3 in the morning.
Do you regret it?
No.
Being on SNL, I mean.
No, I was tired.
You were tired during SNL?
Oh, during SNL, yeah. I was tired a lot.
Well, that's the problem. See, this show is on at 11:30 at night on Saturdays, famously. And it's not on because it's ready. It's on because it's 11:30 at
time.
On Saturdays, famously. It's too late. Like any self-respecting comedian is going to be in bed by 9:30.
That's not out there in the clubs?
Yeah. You know?
Well, here's the thing for me. When I first went to that studio in 30 Rock, Studio 8H. Rockefeller Plaza. I walked in there and I got really tired.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized that's because I used to fall asleep watching that show.
Really?
And it was an association thing. I started seeing the same walls and I got really sleepy.
Is that why you were yawning the last episode? You fall asleep to this podcast?
I was trying to get a word in edgewise. That was just my mouth opening. All right, let's get started.
All right, let's get started. Let's talk to these other people. We have a coach coming on the show now.
Oh, I love, is it Craig T. Nelson?
It is not Craig T. Nelson. I'm seeing his name right here. There are no C's in it. There's no T. And there's certainly not a Nelson. But his name is Donald Umpf. Let's welcome him. Hi.
Hey,
Donald.
How you doing?
Donald.
Donald.
Do we call you Don or Donald?
Whatever you like, yeah.
Whatever I'd like?
Yeah, I mean, Don.
It's a lot of latitude.
Yeah. Do you have something else you prefer?
I think I'll stick to the Dons or the Donald. I'm not quite sure.
That
but
this is
Kevin.
Nice to meet you,
how
Kevin.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. You look great.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's the tiny hat.
How tiny is that hat? That's incredibly small.
The bowl fits perfectly. It's a normal sized bowl, but the bill is very tiny.
Right.
So it's an optical illusion. People think it's actually a small hat. It's just a small bill.
It's like forced perspective.
Yes.
The further away you get from it, you go, oh, that's a normal sized hat.
Yes. Yes.
It looks good on him.
Yeah. I don't know if it would look good on you, Kevin, I got to say.
I don't, you know.
Not a lot of people pull off this look, the umpire look, the huge fat stomach and the tiny bill hat. Not a lot of people do.
But yeah, you definitely, is that what you are? You're, because I you said you were a coach.
Yeah, I'm an umpire coach. I teach umps how to ump.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. That is interesting. I wondered how they learned all that stuff.
Exactly. People
Guys
think
like
you know how to do balls and strikes. You know how to make the calls. You know how to dust off the plate with the little brush.
I would assume if I watched one game on TV, I would get the gist of it, right?
Yeah.
Would you think a good housekeeper would be a good ump because they know how to clean the plate?
Absolutely. Yeah. A lot of our best umps start as housekeepers.
Really?
Absolutely. Dusters.
Can I bring something up that we just found out on this show? Or maybe it was my other show Scott hasn't seen. Okay, so all the plates, first base, second base, third base, they're all squares.
Yep.
Home is that weird shape. We just realized it's the shape of a house.
Yeah, home plate. That's right.
Depends. Why are you yawning again?
I think he was just trying to get a word in, Scott.
You said home. I started thinking about my bed.
I understand. That's it. I will try to stay away from words that have any sort of connection to your bed.
Yeah. They didn't have an umpire at Field of Dreams, did they?
I don't think so.
Did another guy come out of the cornfield to be the umpire?
I think it was Shoelace Ump.
Well, umps were really mad. Umps were really mad about that movie. The lack of representation.
Shoelace Joe Jackson? Is that what you thought his name was?
Shoelace Joe Jackson.
Shoelace. Because he loved shoes so much. He had
skinny.
So many laces.
He was skinny guy.
Oh, that's true.
Can you still say skinny?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, you can. You can call him in. You can call him out. You know.
You ever get hit by a ball? I know you're only coaching.
But yeah.
Yeah. Do you actually ump yourself, or are you doing games yourself, or do you just?
I'll ump sometimes. It's more of a pastime for me now, you know, more of a hobby.
It's like America's pastime.
That's right.
Do you have another ump shadow you as you're umping
the
game?
Do we see like a trainee over your shoulder?
Yeah.
So
it's just like a restaurant. Okay. It's just like a restaurant where the server will come up and I'll be sort of behind them and going like, yeah, that's okay.
So when he calls a strike, you go, take another look at that.
Yeah. Well, a lot of what I'm doing is teaching the umps how to call the strike in a demonstrable way.
You know? Oh, I see. Yeah. So what are your techniques? Take us through some.
Well, there are several. If it's a real down-the-middle strike, absolutely, you got to get really intense and you go, hee-rah!
Oh, nice.
You know, the closer you are to pronouncing the word correctly, the harder it is for the audience to understand.
Right. Now, what I've noticed is anytime it's a down-the-middle strike,
yeah.
The umps I've seen don't even say anything because it's like, what is there to be said? Everyone knows. So they just go, they just point.
That's really good. That's a seasoned pro.
Right.
Because all you need is just bink, bink.
Yeah.
Bink. And everybody knows that's a strike. And have you ever seen people call a ball?
No.
They barely do anything.
I only watch the strikes.
Nobody goes like this.
No. The trick with the ball is you don't want to embarrass the pitcher.
Right.
So you just do a subtle stand up.
Yeah, that's right.
And
right.
Everybody knows it's
everyone
a ball.
Knows.
Just
right.
Sort of go, I'm not going to call this one because we know.
I make sure I watch the games the day after and I do only the strike cuts.
That's a fast
and
game.
And my assistant just edited out all the balls.
Here's what I would
really
do.
Smart.
If it were, it's Kevin talking. If if I was a ump and I made a bad call, you know, like I go, strike!
That's good. What? You must have taken a class.
They go, what are you? That's a strike? No. No, I didn't say strike. I said, hot dog!
What?
Hot dog!
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's confusing. A lot of times during games, I'll get served food the whole time. Popcorn, red ropes, all of it. Red ropes! Yeah. If I call a home run, I'll often get a red rope.
You call a home run.
I do. I'm right!
I didn't know that the umpire, I would think it would be just apparent to everyone that it was a home run.
So
you have to call it, otherwise it's not official?
Absolutely. The scoreboard, those guys don't know the game. They're
right.
Just listening to us.
Oh, got it.
I have a mic that goes directly to the scoreboard guys.
Is that
and
a
they
second
no
mic?
Clue. Huh?
Is that a, you say?
Yeah.
Is that a second mic? Because I know you're always mic'd up for the home audience as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a big one.
So you have two different mics on you, two different lavs.
And I also have a Patreon where you can hear the real stuff. You can hear the real stuff the ump is saying behind the plate.
How much is that Patreon?
$200 an hour.
An hour?
Yeah.
That's a high Patreon.
Yeah, yeah. There's only one subscriber. It's my mom.
Hey, you need is one if you charge that much.
My son has the cool, he watches so many of these videos, like on YouTube. One of them is these athletes where they reinsert they get their voice out and they put in other words.
They lip sync or like they dub something.
Yeah,
and what do they say?
Oh, it's like stuff like, I don't care what your mama says. You know,
that's a classic.
I'll take a pizza too. I'll have a pizza too.
Do people say that though? I mean, you hear everything.
Yeah.
Those aren't really dubs. Those are
real.
That's what people are saying. That's what people are saying.
Okay. Yeah. So those are like documentaries we're watching.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. All
so we're smart when we watch those.
Yeah, with docs.
Docs. What's up, docs?
What's up, docs?
What's your favorite baseball movie out of all time?
Probably.
And follow up. What's your favorite baseball?
My favorite baseball is the Rawlings 2.
Okay. I don't mean style of baseball. I mean, your literal, the ball that was your favorite.
Yeah, it's the Rawlings 2. It's got beautiful red.
No, I don't mean the general style.
Let me translate for you. Scott, you get back in the dugout. What's my client Scott is asking you is, do you have a particular baseball that really means a lot to you?
I mean, because the specific ball, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't mean the style of ball. I mean, like one ball. Yeah. In particular.
Yeah. It's the Rawlings 2. It's this ball that was invented. It's got red stitching and white.
You're talking about a style of ball.
Hang on a second. Let me step in if I could. Scott, just sit down for a minute.
Thank you.
My client is asking you what kind of ball, what kind of baseball, the leather?
Right.
That's not what I'm asking, right. Kevin.
All right. Hang on a second.
I like a leather baseball. They also
Kevin,
make
you're
these...
fired. I'm sorry.
They make a bright yellow baseball as well that's sort of fuzzy and you hit it with a racket.
I don't care. What is your favorite baseball movie?
It's a Rawlings 2.
Your favorite baseball movie is a Rawlings 2?
Oh, sorry. I wasn't listening.
I wasn't either, apparently.
My favorite baseball movie is probably The Natural.
And what's your favorite pickleball movie?
Pickleball 2.
Yeah,
Pickleball 2.
Pickleball 1 was a little derivative.
Yeah. The Natural.
Yeah.
It's great for baseball movies, great for titties.
That's right. I mostly fast forward to the titties.
Do you like
part.
That type of humor, Kevin?
I'm not really titty humor guy.
You're an ass humor guy?
I think it's juvenile.
You like titty humor or ass humor better?
Oh, well, definitely booty humor.
Booty humor, excuse me.
Booty you, I call it booty you.
booty everywhere. Yeah.
That's right.
So what are your other techniques to teach other umps? And these are up-and-coming umps? Up-and-coming?
Yes. These are up-and-coming umps that want to get into the game. You know what I mean? A lot of umps are ex-baseball players who suck.
Is that true, really?
Oh,
but they
yeah.
love the game so much that they want to be around it?
We love the game.
You used to play baseball.
It's passion. Well, I played t-ball.
Oh, okay.
Professionally?
Yeah, I played professional t-ball.
Wow.
Yeah, I got cut in farm when I was 9. They said, you're not good enough. You're not good enough. And so I switched over. I was the youngest umpire in my city.
You were 9 or 10?
I was 10.
You were 10?
I was 10. Took me a while to train.
Okay,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
In your city?
In my city.
That's fine. I thought you were going to say the world or whatever.
Well, I don't know.
In your city?
In my city. That's
how big
all
of a
I
city
know.
Is
I was 10, Scott.
How big of a city?
20,000. Small city.
Yeah, small it's city. Not very big.
Is that where the Field of Dreams was shot?
Yeah. Yeah, I was from that city. Yep.
Wow.
Ohio. Yeah.
It was right on the border.
Right on the border, Ohio.
You know what they call Ohio?
What's that?
OH-10.
OH-10, I like that.
It's like 10 Pen 15.
Yeah, exactly.
OH-10.
Yeah. Were you on Pen 15?
I was the original cast member of Pen
You
15.
Were? Really? You were one of the girls?
Yeah, it's back in the 1900s.
Incredible. I was actually in the Pen 15 club in school.
You were? Wow.
Yeah, people
incredible.
Asked. Yeah.
You got, they wrote it on your arm and everything?
Yeah, it was a good club to be in. I wasn't tricked.
Here's a little inside information. If you do not know, it's not really Pen 15.
Hmm?
It's penis because it's the pen and then
what?
The I, the 1-5 looks like IS.
I don't think it's a 5, obviously.
No, it's Pen 1-5, but they're really meaning
I
to
would,
be penis.
I understand pene 5.
No, because of the sensors, they do it that way.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
This is another one of your tricks, right? False.
I'm kidding. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, thank you.
Can I ask you guys something? Everybody loves to do this.
Okay.
You guys want to throw a baseball at my chest?
Yeah,
definitely.
All right. I'm going to stand up, take 3 feet back.
Okay.
You throw it as hard as you want, but it's got to hit the chest.
Did you bring a baseball? Because I didn't bring mine today.
Absolutely. I got a Rawlings.
Can you take
two,
the chest
right
pad
here.
Off?
Well, I don't want
Otherwise,
to.
Otherwise, why waste my arm on that?
Right. All right. I guess I'll give it a shot. Yeah, sure. I mean, you guys are cool.
Yeah. Where do you want us to hit you? Right in the chest or
right
in the
chest?
Or?
I'll pull the mask down. Right in the, anywhere in the chest, stomach. I usually wear a big pad there. And that's
I gave you 20 not to wear the mask.
Jesus Christ.
Are you wearing an athletic supporter right now?
Well, I'm wearing a cup.
I'll wear you, or I'll give you 25 not to wear that.
Oh, jeez.
It's $45.
All right. Yeah. I mean, you
let's round it off to 50. Take your clothes off.
All right. Let's go. Let's go. All right. So I'm nude in the studio.
Well, here's you a took them off studio. Really fast.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What are those, breakaway?
Umpires do not make much. Okay. Oh, umpires do not make much. I need.
You're saying 50. Because you have less clothes? That's why it was so fast? I'm still stuck on this.
Yes.
You don't make a lot of money, so you have less clothes.
Yes. I can't afford all anything right. but the umpire uniform.
Okay. Got it.
These right. tiny hats are specialty.
Yeah. You are still wearing the tiny hat.
That doesn't come off.
Okay.
That tiny hat doesn't come off.
All right, Kevin, you want to take the first shot or
sure.
do you want to? Okay.
Yeah, I haven't thrown a ball in quite a while.
Really?
How but now I have a new shoulder, man. I'm going to whiz it in there.
Oh, yeah. It's like RoboCop shoulder.
I know it. All right. Is that all where you're going to stand?
Yeah, I'll stand here if that's okay.
All right. We are kind of close. The studio's not that big.
I can take it. I'm used to these.
I just have a big windup. That's all.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. How big is your windup, by the way?
It's like 10 feet in diameter.
Oh, incredible.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. You have quite a span.
I do. I'm like a velociraptor.
Yeah, you are. In a lot of ways.
Yeah.
You're a clever girl.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yep. I'm going to give it a call. You hit me right square in the chest. Obviously, that's a steamrat. And if you miss, it's a ball.
I'm putting a little tar on the ball, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what they do, right?
Yeah.
They tar the ball.
Yeah, I'm going to. I mean, it's okay to have illegal substances on the ball.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Alcohol, okay. Whatever you want.
Yeah, because I want to do like a wicked curve right
sure.
into your
shirt. You don't want me to start with like a softer ball? Or you just start
you can
with
do
the
whatever
ball?
You want. You
I'll start with the
hard ball. I've taken shots from Randy Johnson.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a weird name. Like, he's Randy
Penis.
With his Johnson.
It's oh, like, Horny Penis. Know,
yeah, Horny Penis. He should just call himself Horny Penis.
You think it's a stage name?
I think it is.
You think he's funny?
I think he was like, much like Kevin deciding if he was going to be a kicker or a stand-up comic, right. He was like, do I play?
Well, and he killed that bird. That was funny. Did you ever see that?
I don't know.
Guys, I'm winding up. I'm winding up.
I know.
Up
you here. Take a long time to wind up.
Every time I wind up, you start a conversation.
Sorry.
It's like balking.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't mean to balk you.
All right. Here we go. I'm square to you. Here's the strike zone right here at my chest. All right. Give me your best shot.
All right. You're giving me permission to do this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
Okay, that's the last one.
Are you right?
No, I don't get to do mine.
Well, how about
I paid you $25.
How about with the pad or at least a t-shirt?
Wow, I'm kind
put
of
put a t-shirt on.
All right, let me put a t-shirt on. Yeah, you want me to put on some shorts?
No, you're going
to
be Winnie the Poohing it.
Okay, great.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Right, here, right at the chest.
Have,
here we go.
Yeah, I have a pretty short windup, if that's okay. I'm like a velociraptor with my tiny arms. That's what I do. All right, ready?
That's a T-Rex.
All right, here we go. And
ball.
Wow.
I missed him.
What a waste.
Yeah. Fuck, he put on the t-shirt and everything. I just went right behind his head. Man, that's...
Counts 0-1. I'll give you another shot.
Oh, you will?
Yeah, 0-1.
Here we go.
How about a gun? Can we fire a gun at you?
Yeah. Johnny Knoxville style.
God, I don't know. What's in it? Is it bullets or beanbags?
They're actually hardballs.
Yeah. We have a baseball gun here in the studio.
Let's do it. Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Oh, God! Bounced off my clavicle into my neck.
Into your neck.
Into my neck. I have a very sharp clavicle. Bounced straight up.
Oh, my gosh.
You need any help or should we?
No, let's keep going with the show.
Okay.
So what are we, Owen? No, we're 1-1.
We're 1-1. Well, let's just call it 2-1.
We're 2-1.
Oh, thank you for the red rope. Thank you.
Okay. God, I feel like we haven't talked about any of your...
My coaching, my skills?
Yeah. Which is what you came on here to talk about.
Well, it's mostly telling people how to yell or be quiet based on the ball or the strike.
That's just it. What about the strike zone? Nothing about that.
It depends on the height of the guy. The height of the guy, it's between his knees and his numbers.
We know all this. Yeah, we know all this.
Well, not everybody does.
Yeah, but if you want to be an ump, presumably.
You don't just walk into a class and say, we know all this, then don't take the class.
But no, what you're saying is like...
I'm sorry, I don't have other
information. You're teaching an astronaut class and you're like, hey, everyone, we're going to space.
Yeah, that's everyone's the first like, thing yeah. they'll probably say, I bet. You want me to get into the deep stuff, Scott?
Yes, Donald Ump.
Okay, first of all, what a nightmare that guy was born after me, you know what I mean?
What guy?
Donald Trump.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Cut that part.
No.
Just cut that part.
No.
Come on. If the joke doesn't work, cut it.
I'm not going to cut anything. Our editing machine is broken. You know that.
True, true or false? I had my neck replaced.
You're stroking it right now. I'm going to say false.
I'm kidding.
Get to the deep stuff.
Well, the deep stuff is...
Yeah, what's the scandal?
You got to respect the players.
Oh.
Because the players have bats. They got balls.
They have
all
the ammo.
And they make a lot more money.
Yeah.
And so they don't really like it. They don't like us, first of all. We're sort of against each other. Right. No one ever says, thanks for the good call.
It's so interesting because normally when you go to a baseball game, it's like one team versus another team, but it's really both teams versus the umpires.
Exactly.
Do they allow you to be friends with any players? Because I would think there'd be preferential treatment if you're good friends with a batter. And
you if like on, we go to your Instagram and you're like there with, you know.
Yeah. They do allow it. It's just never come up. None of the players are really that interested. I'm definitely trying to hang with the players, trying to get drinks, trying to get seeds.
So if you do have a friend that's batting, you if it's a strike, sometimes you call a ball, right?
Oh, yeah.
But you've just never made friends with anyone.
Yeah, I'll do it. I call a lot of balls to try to get these batters to be my friends, but it's not taken.
Are you known as the ball caller?
The ball caller. Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Well, and they said you're a horrible umpire, but you're a great umpire teacher. You clearly know all the rules.
Kevin, what's going on with you?
No, I was just going to say, I used to play baseball.
Are you the most tired person alive? What is going on?
You know, some people work hard.
And what about
though? I sleep a lot.
Okay.
You know, I don't sleep that well.
Do you
But
really?
That's another story. Yeah. Let's get back to
You should
to
start
the
sleeping on your non-replaced side.
If I had one of those chest plates they wear.
Yeah.
I would sleep like a baby.
Yeah. Ugh. Just right on your stomach.
It's like one of those heavy blankets.
Yeah.
You familiar with those?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I have one myself. Yeah.
All right, take it easy. Take it easy.
Yeah,
I don't mean to brag, but I have that kind of money.
I sleep with the mask on, the big wide pants, the funny shoes.
Oh, you sleep the whole outfit on at night?
Yeah.
Because you're ready to go.
This is my outfit.
Do you get calls in the middle of the night like a doctor where you suddenly have to umpire a game at 3 a.m.?
I give calls in the middle of the night in my sleep. I'm calling strikes and balls all night long.
Anybody ever call you in the middle of the night and go, follow strike, ball or strike?
Yes.
They do. And you're not even, you don't even know what it is. You
just
call it.
I don't know what they're talking about, but I'll call it. They'll believe me.
Have you ever been in the act of lovemaking and you've missed and called a bottle?
Huh?
Well, what was the second part? There's a follow up to that.
Oh, yeah. No, I have never been in the act of lovemaking.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Really? So you're you still have your V card is a polite way of saying it.
Well, I've been trying to get the card, but I can't find it. I went to the library.
Well, you're a member of Pen 15.
Yeah, exactly.
You should get your V card.
I show everybody my tattoo.
Oh my gosh.
You have a tattoo?
Yeah. The tattoo.
What's it say, strike?
Well, it says Pen 15.
Oh, so you literally got the tattoo from the person who wrote it on your arm? Yeah. You went straight to a tattoo parlor?
Yeah, well, I went to school with a bunch of tattoo artists.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Were they the youngest tattoo artists in the city?
In the city. Not the world, but in the city, okay. Yeah. They were 9, 10.
I saw somebody with a tattoo on the shoulder that said, no regrets.
This seems like a joke from your act.
No, it's true.
It was a true story.
Really? No, no
regrets. You should put it in your act.
No. No, I don't do that. I don't play that way.
If you see something in real life, you don't put it in your act.
I make everything up.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Well, Donald, is there more to talk to you about?
I don't think so.
Okay, great. Well, let's take
a
break.
Let's call this game.
Yeah, let's call it. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more Kevin Nealon. We'll have more Donald up, and we have an attorney coming up.
Oh,
do you need any legal work done?
No.
Okay, good. Good for you. All right. Well, I do, certainly. So we'll be talking to them about that. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
This show, Comedy Bang Bang, is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is your social battery drained right now? Or are you bursting with energy? What's your level? What is going on with your social battery? Do you have, maybe you don't have enough boundaries, or maybe you're less social in the winter? What's going on with you? What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Well, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bangbang today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bangbang. Comedy Bang Bang. We're back with Kevin Nealon. The book is I, Robot. No, I Exaggerate. Please don't joke about I Exaggerate This Christmas.
It's called I Exaggerate My Brushes With Fame. It's a great gift.
Brushes With Fame.
Yeah, it's a lot of caricatures in there that I've done.
You say it's a great gift, but like people can still buy it for themselves, right? They don't have to wait around for one of their friends to get the hint.
They can gift themselves as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's... I'm really quite proud of it, to be honest with you.
Are you really? Yeah. What are you most proud of in your career? Let's just talk career, not family or anything like that.
Okay, aside from this book?
No, put your book, rank this book in terms of every...
One.
The book is number one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about grown-ups?
No, I don't care about them.
Oh, that's right. Book. We said we weren't going to talk about your family.
That's right. This comes before anything else in my life.
Anything else?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about family. Is this before you're more proud of this than your family?
Way, 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 way before.
So this is the culminating achievement of your life.
Well, I don't want to call it culminating because there's things there that are might still be, culminating.
Yeah, there might be something happening.
But up to
afterwards.
This point, I would say this is probably the best work I've ever done. And this is aside from all of my cancer research.
Right.
All of my...
You were this close to curing it, weren't you?
Yes, but they didn't give me the amount of money I was asking for. So we kind of scrapped that whole project.
Yeah, yeah. You just walked away.
But, you know, as I look through this book now, it's got a nice weight and feel to it. My picture's on the cover.
How many pages?
Yellow. Yeah, I don't know, 210 maybe? 210?
No, it's got to be more than that.
Wow.
Look, there's Robert Plant.
Yeah, that is Robert Plant.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, old Robert Plant, too.
There's Rami Malek. There's Jennifer Aniston.
I'm still looking for a page count.
LeBlanc.
Give me a page count
okay.
on this.
I'll give you
Go to the back. That's usually the way we do it.
It is 200.
We don't count.
With the acknowledgments?
Yeah, everything.
And the notes, it is...
It's got to be divisible by 16.
223.
224, let's say.
All right, 224, the back page, but it's not numbered.
Yeah, 224. Let me make sure that's divisible by 16. We'll see if we got an accurate count here. Let's see. 224 divided by 16. Yeah, exactly. 224 pages.
Do you know who that is?
That is Lorne Michaels himself.
You're right.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. Do you remember the day, I believe I've asked you this on the show before, there's Chris Rock, the day that he took you out to the Ivy or whatever and said, Kevin, you're part of the shoe.
No.
I'm calling you up to the shoe.
No, I'll tell you what he did say, though. Right before I went out to do my first sketch, it was called Mr. Subliminal.
Yes, I love that sketch.
Thanks. It was kind of a tricky sketch because there's like two conversations going on at once.
You had to memorize all the lines,
too. Yeah, memorize them all.
Yeah.
We're maybe 10 seconds away from coming back from the commercial. I'm standing there waiting to go on for my very first live television performance on SNL, standing on the same stage Belushi stood on as live. They're coming back, 10 seconds, 9. Lauren comes up, he puts his hand on my shoulder. He looks up to me, goes, are you sure this is what you want?
Very good. He's joking, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
He's a funny guy.
A lot of
guy.
People don't realize he's a funny guy.
He's a funny guy.
Because he has so much power over so many people, but he actually is a funny guy.
He's a writer on the show.
He is,
well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. How much is he up all night on Tuesdays writing with everyone else?
No, he's usually out having dinner with the host. But I'll tell you what, some of his best writing has been on birthday cards.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He will, you know, they really, him and his staff really research. They know what you like. Like, he knew I liked skiing, so for a gift, my birthday was to have me skis.
Oh, wow.
But the card is always the most, it's so like, it's like an index card, you know, with kind of a manila-looking card, and then his name is engraved on the top, and then he types, you know, or somebody types his message.
Somebody
it's always
does.
Really clever.
Right.
And fun. And
does he give you something, if you've been on the show, does he give you something every year for the rest of your life, or is it just like while you're there?
While you're there, that's the problem. So when you leave, you're waiting.
That's why you did so many years, right?
Yeah, that's the only reason. But I didn't know. When I left, I was waiting on my birthday for the gift, and nothing came.
Where are my new skis? Because you wear out your skis every year, don't you?
I do. I wear them out. I go through like four or five a year. Five skis usually.
Right, and he would know that. He would give you a new one. You were on 10 years, is that right?
9 years.
9 years.
9 years.
So 9 pair of skis, 18 skis.
No, 17.
17. Oh, did he miss a ski once?
No, I slalom once in a while.
Oh, yeah, like okay. So he just gave you one year.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it might have been a snowboard. I'm not sure.
Mm.
But anyway, yeah, the gifts were really great. And when I left the show, he gave me this beautiful Cartier watch engraved on the back.
Because you had been there the longest at that point
out
of anyone. Now, of course, you've been eclipsed by Keenan and
almost
other
everybody.
People. Yeah, everyone. Yeah, everyone stays
people
there.
People realize what a good gig that is.
Yeah, exactly. Why leave?
I knew what it is. It was a great gig because I never expected to be there in the first place.
The only problem with it is staying up so late on Saturdays.
Well, it's taped, so you don't have to stay up that
It way. Is taped?
Yeah, it's
taped. I knew it.
Yeah, yeah.
I fucking knew it.
Yeah. A lot of people ask me, they go, when do you tape that show? I say, well, it's in the afternoon on Saturday.
Well, we also have Donald Ump here, who is an umpire coach. And do you want to talk as long as Kevin just did?
Steven!
Because we have to get to our next guest. He's an attorney. He's been on the show before, and he's an 11-year-old boy. Please welcome back to the show, Robbie Del Muda.
Scott, thanks for having me back. It's a pleasure to be here.
So good to see you again, Robbie. This is Kevin Nealon.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey,
do you know who Kevin Nealon is? He's, I mean, you probably, who's the earliest SNL cast that you would know about? 11 years old, I mean.
Yeah, the earliest one that I know is, I caught the tail end of Daryl Hammond.
You did? How?
Yeah.
He does have a nice tail end.
He had a long run.
Do you mean the tail end of him announcing the show, taking Don Pardo's place?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Okay. Why? Did he do something else?
Hi, Robbie. This is Donald Ump as well. He's an umpire coach.
Hi, Donald.
Hey, Robbie.
Good to see you.
You too.
What's going on? Last time you were here, you remind us about what you...
Scott, last time I was here, I was in a bit of a bind. I was in court representing myself for... I was in there for embezzlement, right. And I got some news for you, Scott. I'm back in court.
No, for the same thing?
No, tax evasion.
Tax evasion?
Yeah.
And you're representing yourself?
I'm being forced to represent myself.
Well, you have a fool for a client.
Oh, Scott, please.
What happened? Robbie, tell us what happened.
Scott, I'm being framed. Once again, I'm being framed by Granite Investments.
Oh, that's right. Last time you were on the show, they had framed you somehow.
Framed me. They said that I was embezzling, and they used my basketball card collecting as an excuse as to how it was being done. And now I'm being caught. I'm being framed for tax evasion.
Tax evasion. Is it related to the embezzlement?
It's unrelated to the embezzlement. This is a fresh new charge, and I'm in over my head.
Oh, my God. Have you ever been, Kevin, have you ever been framed for something that you've had to go to court?
Nothing
over?
There wasn't a picture, man. It was all on the up and up. It's got to be scary, yeah?
Kevin, consider yourself lucky, okay? Because it is a true nightmare. Not to mention, I'm back in night court. That's where I have to go.
That's right, because you go to school during the day.
I go to school during the day. I'm in fifth grade.
So you have to go to night court.
It's a juggling act, Scott.
Have you ever been in court, Donald?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
For what?
Well, jaywalking.
You had to go to court for jaywalking? That's just something you pay a fine. And
no, I didn't want to pay.
Oh, really? So yeah. I was
contesting
it. Yep. Oh, okay. And did you do it?
I got caught. But yeah, I got screwed.
Did something happen while you're jaywalking in that crosswalk? You committed some kind of a crime, didn't you?
Well, yeah. I had to go to the bathroom. I pulled down my pants.
Yeah, you shouldn't
got in trouble
gloss
for
over
indecent
that.
Exposure. But jaywalking is what I thought it was for.
I mean, is it indecent exposure if it's just your butt?
And that's what I said.
You know what I mean?
To me, it's funny exposure. Funny, just a butt? Nothing wrong with a butt.
Rob, that's funny, huh? Butts are funny.
I draw a lot of them in my biology book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where they belong. That's where I'm concerned. Yeah.
That's what I say. Hey, Don, did you have a lawyer? How did you get out of it?
I did. I had a pro bono lawyer.
Pro what? Who?
Pro bono. It's a free lawyer that they provide.
If you're a lawyer, you got to know terms like pro bono.
Scott, I'm learning on the fly here, okay? I'm holding on by the seat of my pants.
It sounds like you are a pro bono lawyer to yourself.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been charging me on this one lately. I can't afford my services, so I'm doing it pro bono.
What? So you're in court right now. Who is it the state against you? Is that the...
It's the state that's against me. They say that I've been evading taxes. And again, Granite Investment is the one that's framing me.
Do you even work? I mean, how are you? You're not even supposed to pay taxes, are you?
They say that I do. My dad, who, as you know, runs Granite Investments.
Oh, that's right.
He said that I'm on the payroll. He said that I'm an employee there. All right. Which I did not think that I was, nor do I do any work for them, which is what I'm trying to tell everybody. But he says that I have been an accountant for them and I have been cooking the books.
So there's two sets of books.
There's two of them. There's too many books. I got enough books for school. I can't handle this many books.
That's a good joke right there. That's a good piece of business.
Have you ever thought about asking your dad not to sue you or turn you into the police?
I ask him it every time. And then they say objection. And then the judge says,
oh, you're doing this in court. You got to do it at home.
Yeah. Where?
Home.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm barely there. I got to go to school. Then I got to go to court.
Are you afraid of going to prison?
Deathly afraid. Yeah.
You didn't go to prison for your last thing. How did, no. Catch us up. How did that end?
Oh, let's see. With the embezzling?
Yeah.
Oh, they ended up throwing it out of court.
They did? Why?
Yes. Oh, they said I was rambling in the court and then the judge got a little tired.
Wait, you can get your case thrown out just for rambling?
Yeah. I started rambling and then they're like, what is this kid even talking about? He can't handle prison. We got to get him out of here.
Wow.
Yeah. So then they said, you get out of here, kid, but you got to, you know what? You got to get A's in school. That was my punishment.
Oh, okay.
That was your community work?
Yeah, that was my community work. I did not do it. I've been struggling in school. Oh, I'm behind. No. I don't even know if I'm going to pass the fifth grade.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're spending your nights, instead of studying, you're spending your nights in court again. This sounds like your dad is trying to frame you for something that he's done.
Yes, that's exactly. Scott, please. Would you be my lawyer?
Sounds like he's been funneling money. Would I be your lawyer? I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah, well, neither am I.
Did you pass the bar, though?
No, on the way there, yeah. But I'm not allowed in. I'm too young.
It sounds like your dad has been funneling money from his company into some sort of slush fund, maybe an offshore drilling accounts or something like that.
Slush fund? Icy fund? I don't know which one that is. Okay. All I know
this is good,
that,
because you're a child. Yes.
Yes.
That's right. We shouldn't forget that.
What are your friends? What are your friends, your best friends say about this?
My best friends? Right now, look, everyone's preoccupied with the dance that's coming up, okay? So they don't even have time to talk to me about this stuff.
A dance at 11 years old?
Yeah, we have a dance in the fifth grade. And you know what? Sixth graders are invited, and I have a crush, and I want to dance with her so bad.
Oh, who is this?
Deanna Bermuda.
Deanna Bermuda?
Oh, yeah, she's something else.
What's so special about her?
Oh, I tell you what, she's got hair that when the light hits it just right, it looks like amber waves of grain.
You had me. She's got hair.
Yeah, that is already, that's a step up.
So if you guys got married, she would be Amber Bermuda Del Muda?
Yeah. She said, if we get married, there's no way I'm just taking your name. We're hyphenating at minimum.
She already is talking marriage with you.
She said, if I do, because I've asked her many times, and she said, if I did, it would have to be hyphenated. Now beat it, all right? You take you and your chocolate milk, get out of here.
Have you ever had your heart broken by someone?
Yes, I've had my heart broken. My fifth grade teacher, Mrs. Bunker. All right, I had a crush on her, and I said, I love you so much. And she said, you're too young for me. I'm a teacher. You got to get out of here.
The too young for me part, that's not what I would lead with. I would say, like, it's an inappropriate relationship. I'm your teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, also, you're young.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess she doesn't want to say that, but she's paraphrasing Scott, okay?
Okay.
I'm not going to sit around and listen to that whole spiel. I got a recess to get to, Scott.
What do you do during recess?
I play kickball. I watch kickball. What am I talking about? I'm watching it.
I was going to say, you don't seem like a kickball player.
Nah, I like to look at it. I like to see it from a distance.
What do you like about it? Just the aesthetics?
I like to watch the ball going through the air. I like to see it and catch it. Sometimes they don't. Either way, I like the effort. As long as they're making an effort, I'm happy. Scott, here's the problem.
Yes.
Deanna. Man, I would love to go on it. I would love to dance with her so much at the
You've
dance.
Already asked her to marry you. It seems like just dancing, you know, wouldn't be that.
Yeah, she
hard.
Rejected that, so I pulled back a little bit. Right, I said, maybe if we could just dance. But here's the problem. She likes the strong, silent type.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I'm weak and loud.
How much can you lift? Look around the room.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you could lift or could not lift?
Is that a full bag of Lay's or has some of it been eaten?
Some of it, it looks like about approximately a third of it has been eaten.
Okay, then I got a shot.
While you're lifting, it would be loud. It would be loud lifting.
What's that?
It would be loud lifting because you're not a silent.
No, yeah, I'd be real loud. I'm a bit of a showman, Kevin. I like people to notice. I like people to
watch.
You're
a showboater.
I'm a showboater. I like to see. I like people to see what I'm doing. I like them to talk about it. And then maybe they can come on to court and be a character witness. This guy's pretty fun. He's a strong guy. And he's innocent. He's not been doing evasion of taxes.
So to sum you up, you're a loud, weak showboater.
What?
Why are you saying what?
It sounds different when you're saying that versus when I'm saying it.
You're a loud, weak showboater who is representing himself in court for embezzlement.
That's the gist of it, Scott.
Why do you sound like a 50-year-old from New Jersey?
A lot of people, the last time you were on the show, people were like, he's got such a deep voice for an 11-year-old.
Yeah. And again, I'm just trying to sound older, okay? I'm trying to sound mature. Oh,
wait, so this is, what's your real voice like?
My real voice?
Yeah.
Hey, Scott.
Do you see why I'm having problems with Deanna?
I thought you couldn't say your R's because you were a kid, but it's more of just a regional accent that you're
that
trying
to affect. Right.
Yeah. I'm from Cedar Grove, Wisconsin, but I think let's bring it to the East Coast. They seem smarter, all right?
They do?
Yeah, to me.
East Coast people don't seem smart to me.
You don't think so? Isn't Harvard in the East Coast?
Well,
where's Yale?
Somewhere. Yeah, that's true.
Where's Columbia? Where is Columbia? Scott, it's a test. I have a test coming up. I need to know.
Really? This is a test on where Columbia is?
Yeah. They say, where are the Ivy League schools? And I don't know where all of them are.
Well, one of them in South America, obviously.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, yeah.
If you just put that down on the test,
yeah,
it's like a trick question. They can't give you...
Scott, I can barely keep my eyes open in school anymore, all right? I'm so tired from night court.
You're like Kevin on this show.
Yes, exactly. I thought Kevin and I were kindred spirits. Dear Lord, I could use your help in court, Kevin.
Kevin,
please.
Do you want to represent Robbie over here in court?
I'd be happy to. I'd be happy to.
Really?
Yeah. You have the most lawyerly energy out of the three of us, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not an easy job. And you got to look over your client, first of all, or your potential client, and make sure that this person is not guilty.
Yeah, because you really want to believe in your client, right?
You don't want to defend someone who you know is guilty.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So what do you think? Is this guy guilty, Robbie, this poor little defenseless boy?
You know, he's talking
with
about...
affected East Coast accent of a 50-year-old man.
You know, one of the good sides of a lawyer is one of the characteristic traits is listening.
Mm.
I listen very closely. Rob, when were you accused of shoplifting? When did that happen?
Shoplifting?
Yeah, you said shoplifting, right?
No, tax evasion.
Oh, tax evasion. Oh, yeah. I cannot help, Rob.
Kevin, no.
You really should have listened to
this. Shoplifting. I only do shoplifting.
Oh, you. Who have you represented in shoplifting?
Oh, my God.
Winona Ryder.
Winona Ryder.
Famously.
That's right. Marlon Brando.
He was a shoplifter.
Big shoplifter.
Stuffing things in his cheeks?
In his cheeks. That's how he got out. People thought he was doing the impression. Okay, so let's recap.
Okay, recap.
Winona Ryder.
Marlon Brando.
Yeah. And get this one. You'll never believe this one.
Hmm.
Lyndon B. Johnson.
What?
Wow. Yes.
Can you prosecute an ex-president?
Yes, you can.
Wow, that was the first time it's ever happened.
Well, he wasn't ex-president at the time.
Oh, he was pre-president.
Yeah, it was a cold case. Okay. So we had to go back in time a little bit.
Kevin, I've never heard of any of these people. It's all made up.
I'm making them up, actually. Okay. But that's what we do in court. You know, it's a whole...
You just make stuff up in court. That's what you gotta do.
It's a training. It's part of your training.
Yeah.
A lot of times you don't know what you're talking about in court.
Being a lawyer is like being...
Scott, the whole time... Kevin, the whole time I don't know what I'm talking about, okay?
Yeah, you called him Scott.
Yeah, sorry. Scott, I'm sorry.
You'd be a good
We're
lawyer.
Friends. I should have known that.
You'd be a good lawyer.
We're not friends, by the way.
You've
been on the show twice.
Kevin, Scott.
Wait, come on, man.
I think I consider us pretty close.
I don't think we're close. I barely know you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, the dance needs chaperones.
Okay,
as my
that's
friend.
That's something maybe the three of us could do.
Okay.
Yeah, I can do that. I'll throw people out of there.
Yeah, please. Just get rid of Dean. You got to get rid of Dean Oxton.
Oh,
he's my
I'd
bully.
Love to.
That must be confusing because if you're at school and someone's like, hey, Dean is here, like usually the deans are in charge.
To recap, Dean is my bully, but he's also the dean.
Oh, that's right. We talked about this.
Yeah, you got to get
rid
of him.
So I'm saying the same thing I said on the previous episode.
Yeah, but it rings true. We all needed a reminder, Scott.
Rob, what's your fantasy?
My fantasy?
Yeah.
Good question.
I'll tell you what, not being in prison. Number one fantasy. Right, I'm going to lead off with that. Second fantasy, I would like to be in a room that's full of cotton candy. Okay, and I unlimited quarters for the video games.
But does the room have video games in it?
No.
Or just cotton candy and quarters?
No.
This is a frustrating fantasy.
It's kind of an escape room. You got to get out of this room to get into the room with the video games.
You ever see that video of the squirrel and the cotton candy and trying to wash it off and it just dissolves and disintegrates?
Oh, sounds like a tale of death. No, I've never seen it.
Oh, okay. I apologize for bringing it up. Well, look, I we could be chaperones. You'd be throwing people out. Are
absolutely.
Kids allowed to put their hands on other kids' butts? Or why are you putting my glasses on? You're trying to read some of the names on the table?
But your vision's pretty good. You don't need
these. I don't need these? Yes, I do. That's why I wear them. We could be chaperones for you, though. What night is the dance?
It's coming up. It's Friday night. It's right after school. It's still daylight.
Daylight?
Yeah.
Safest way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
So like right after school, 3:30 or so?
3:30. It's at the school.
This Friday?
This Friday. But you got to fly out to Cedar Grove, Wisconsin. That's where I go to school.
Is this a Halloween dance, by the way?
Because it's a Halloween dance.
Okay.
Yeah. We're having it a bit early. October's too spooky.
Well, this is the 29th.
Yeah.
Of October.
What? Yes. Oh, yes. Of course. The scariest month. I know what date is, Scott. Please. I'm in court every day. I got to talk about dates all the time. Okay? I mean, it's no April, but it's a pretty scary month.
We'll make you a deal. We'll chaperone your dance.
Yeah.
As long as we don't have to represent you in court.
It sounds like a plea deal, and I'll take it. All right?
Are you going to plea down?
I've been pleading since I got there. Please stop this. This is insanity. Okay?
Maybe you should just ramble on again, because it seems like that got you out of the...
I ran out of topics, all right? I've exhausted. It's the same judge. He's like, I heard all this before. I don't want to hear it again. And I'm like, I don't want to repeat myself, so I got to come up with some fresh topics. So I've been scouring the news.
See, this is not what a lawyer does. Comes up with topics.
I got some hot topics. I got some conversation bits and
for current events.
Yeah,
from the month of October
I've got some current events. I just wanted to I asked the jury, I asked some of the people that are in the back, and then I try to talk to the I'm the defendant. I talk to the plaintiff, and
so you know the terms.
I'm getting up to speed here, Scott. Okay, my dad is there. All right, he's against me on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, does anybody ask him any questions? Why is he doing this?
Yeah, get him on the stand.
I asked him, why are you doing this? And then he said, you know what he said to me? He said, son, what doesn't kill you?
He just ended it there.
It was a question.
What doesn't kill you?
Yeah.
He's asking you, hey, yeah. What doesn't
sounds
kill
like a
you?
Riddle.
He wants to know.
Is he trying to find out what does kill you in order to eliminate
everything
else?
That's what I'm worried about, Scott. All right.
Because it's a longer list, I would say. Feathers.
Numb.
Grass.
Feathers will kill you? Mm-hmm. Are you allergic to feathers?
Yeah.
You have a bird allergy?
I have a bird allergy. Yeah. Do you know, remember in Jurassic Park 3 when they go into the aviary?
I do, yeah.
I couldn't handle that part. I had to turn it off.
Yeah, and now they say dinosaurs have feathers on them nowadays.
What?
Yeah, so if you see the latest Jurassic World, suddenly, like, there's big feathers on these dinosaurs.
No spoilers, Scott, please.
The movie's been out now for 3 months.
It has? I've been embroiled in a court case, Scott. I don't have time to go to the cinema.
Also, I think you can watch a movie with birds in it if you have allergies. Yeah. You don't have to turn it off.
Yeah, okay. You're not watching a movie next to birds.
Oh, well, I'm itching when I'm watching.
Kevin's putting his book away. He's mentally done.
No, this is the cover for the book. I don't want it to get dirty.
You don't want it to get dirty, of course. Okay.
No, I think this is my what do they call it? The attaché case when I go to court.
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah. Okay. So you're thinking
everything I need to know.
You're thinking about representing him at this point.
No, I'm not thinking about it. We've already signed a contract.
Yes.
Yeah.
You realize he's not a shoplifter.
He's not a shoplifter. Not at all. He's nothing. He's nothing.
Well, let's not say that, Kevin.
Yeah, right, or are you insulting the guy?
Yeah, I am something, okay?
Okay,
I,
so you have a representative over here. You have three representatives. Chaperons.
I got a possible dance with Deanna Bermuda, and things are looking up.
Things are looking really good.
I'm feeling good.
Keeping the bright side. I like it.
Yes. All right.
Things are looking up for Robbie Delmuda.
It was worth traveling out here.
Why did you come all the way out here? Just to be on this show?
You're my friend, Scott. I haven't seen you in a while.
We're not friends.
Yeah, what?
We're friends.
Oh, wow, we're not friends.
Oh, I mean, we're friends.
Kevin and I have known each other a long time. We're barely friends.
Right.
I don't know. There's a chemistry.
I'm not even in his book. You've never drawn me. Well, you have drawn me
on
one of these tables.
You're on three different pages.
I'm on three pages? Yeah. Thank you so much.
Buy the book and you'll see. Okay.
You're on three pages.
Is that your commitment to every reader? You'll be on three pages if you buy the book?
Yeah.
Where can I find this
book? Now you've taken off your headphones and you're just unraveling the cord.
No, I'm not unraveling it. I'm making a little daisy chain. what did you say?
I was asking, where can I find your book?
Oh, it's right here in my bag.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. See, it's hard to find when you put it in the bag.
Yeah, not at the same case.
No, it'll be at every bookstore that you buy books, you know?
You've been to a bookstore, right? You know how to read. You're an 11-year-old.
I'm an 11-year-old. Haven't been to a bookstore. We don't got a lot of those around anymore, Scott.
All right. Yeah, there's not many left. There's a lot of, get some of those mom and pop stores, you know.
Yeah, the big box chains are putting them out of business. Is that what you're trying to say?
Or? Yeah, yeah. They've been, when's the last time you've seen a Walden Books?
Huh? The 90s.
Yeah, how do you know what a Walden Books is?
I've read the archives.
The archives? What archives?
My dad keeps some down in the cellar.
Your dad is keeping archives of old bookstores?
Yeah.
Okay, your dad seems like a real, first of all, he's a criminal.
Yes. Kevin, remember that.
I'll use that. Yeah. That's a quote from me.
Lead with that.
That's a pull quote for your trial.
Yeah. Scott, you could have been a lawyer if you wanted. You're on the up and up here.
I could have. All right. Look,
hey, that is a daisy chain.
That's a daisy chain. Yeah.
It truly is.
Wow.
We're running out of time. Kevin's running out of patience.
I ran out of time a long time ago.
Yeah, I feel that from you.
I'm also running out of time.
We only have time for one final feature, and that's a little something called plugs. What?
Don't fucking at me, Scott. It's too late. Plugs make me so horny, and I can't help myself. Tell me about your new show. I'll whip it out, and I'll talk.
There's more. There it is. That was Tug While You Plug by Ebenezer Scrooge. Oh, speaking of scary,
that was
stuff.
Good. Hey, I just pictured myself, me and Deanna Bermuda, dancing to that song.
Yeah.
It was magical.
Yeah, it went on a little too long for a dance, as far as I'm concerned.
Not as far as I'm concerned.
And for a plugs theme. All right, Kevin, you wanted to talk about your book, right? Have we discussed it at all on the show?
I was going to want to read the whole book to
you. Oh, please.
Maybe there's not enough time for that.
Yeah.
But October 25th.
Yeah, this week. Incredible.
I Exaggerate, My Brush with Fame.
And if you're looking for it in the Library of Congress, you would go to...
Smithsonian usually will have it.
Yeah.
Library of Congress does carry it online.
Mm-hmm.
But at any bookstore.
Any bookstore. And you would look for it under Neelan, Kevin, right?
Yeah. You go the name first.
Yeah, last name first. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's also, you'll recognize my picture on the front.
What section in the library?
It would be probably under best books.
Do they have that section in the library? Just best books?
I think so.
Okay, interesting.
Best books, stop by the front door.
All right. Donald Dump, what do you want to plug?
Well, I'm striking out on tour. Going to the Midwest, the East
Coast.
That's
a funny joke. I mean, you're striking out.
We're striking out on tour. The third word isn't a baseball word.
Yeah, but tour, but what else can you say?
Yeah. Check out Big Grande on tour. We're going around. It's going to be fun.
When you say we, what do you mean?
Me and other umpires. We're all going to be dressed as umpires doing calls.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. And this is the end of this month.
End of this month, October, November.
Yeah. Okay, incredible. And Robbie Del Muto, what do you want to plug?
Let's see here. You can check out the 4-episode podcast, Moonshine Land, wherever you like to get podcasts.
Four episodes.
That's
a manageable number, as opposed to this show, which is 780 at this point.
It's unwieldy, Scott.
Okay, and I want to plug, obviously, head over to CBB World if you want to hear the archives. If you want to hear Kevin's previous episodes, his episode number 2, as well as the last time you were on the show a couple years ago.
I forgot to mention, this book is also on Audible Books.
Oh, it is? Yeah. How do you read caricatures?
Well, there's adjoining anecdotes.
Yeah, but do you describe the caricatures? So this looks like prints, obviously, but...
No, we have PDFs that people can look at.
Oh, really?
Yeah, true thing.
So they look at the PDF while they're driving? And
if they want to.
Yeah,
interesting. If they can take a break from their phone call, yeah.
What do I want to plug? The Comedy Bang Bang book coming in April of 2023, next year. You can pre-order it now at your favorite booksellers. And head over to cbbworld.com/book for more info on that. All the links are there, including links to the autographed editions, which I'm signing. We have CBB Presents, so many good stuff over there Scott hasn't seen. Also, ad-free episodes of Threedom in the archives. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Take one hand, put it up. Take the other. Your heart for the rest of the world. I'm talking.
right. That was Plug Glasses at Night. That's your basketball buddy, Ben Schwartz. You must play basketball with him, don't you?
Oh, yeah. We played for like 12 years together.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. How do you like his singing voice?
I like it. I think, you know, he's still training, voice
yeah.
training.
Oh, yeah. He's yeah. still been in training. But he's going to go pro soon.
I think so.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks to Josiah Oliveria. Yeah, Oliveria. So thank you so much to Josiah Oliveria for that wonderful plug, closing up the plug bag theme. And guys, I want to thank you so much, Kevin. Always great to see
thanks,
you.
Scott, likewise.
I wish you continued success. With whatever you choose to do after this, I hope it's even better than the book. But we
it's gotta be.
Really, I thought you said you were most proud of it. All right,
well, I am proud of my attempt.
And Donald Dump, I'm proud of you. Obviously.
Oh, thank yeah. you, Scott. Me too.
Next time I go to a game, I'll be thinking of you.
Every call.
Every single call.
That was
we'll
an
go,
umpire.
Oh, that's right. That one guy I had on the show, and Robbie Del Muda. Good luck to you. We'll see you there on Friday. And if you put your hand on her butt, we're going to kick you out of the dance. We've all made an agreement, the three of us.
That's fair. That's fair. What if she puts her hand on my butt?
You're back
safe.
Court.
Safe. Yes. Safe. All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower, just $329, during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye.